welcome to Sex Talks, and I hope you've had a chance to watch or listen to our first couple episodes. We're still diving into kind of the first conversations in this series, and look forward to today. Last week, we talked about God's design, God's intention in creating you and I and every person on the planet. And I just want to say briefly that this means that if you're made in God's design, you, your mannerisms, how you look, like even some of the quirks and the things that maybe even sometimes you don't like about yourself, sometimes those are actually a reflection of God in you. You know, that this realization, this revelation causes us to really take another look. I hope it causes you to take another look at your life, at yourself, and really see the hand of God, the goodness of God, the love of God displayed in you. It's beautiful. The second thing that we talked about was that your desires for intimacy and connection are actually from God. The enemy has taken those and he's twisted them. There's someone in this world. Jesus said it in John 10:10, the thief comes to steal and kill and destroy, but I came, Jesus, that we would have life, you and I, and that we would have it abundantly. Abundant life. That's Jesus' plan and purpose for us. The devil, his plan for you is to steal and kill and destroy. So that applies to everything. That applies to your sexuality. That applies to your relationships. That applies to your life as a whole. You have these two influences, right? One is trying to kill and destroy you. One is trying to bring abundant life. But this many times seems counterintuitive because the enemy's tactics are trying to deceive you, trying to trick you, trying to distort and twist and get you to believe things that aren't true, so you will give him authority in your life. So you'll give him a place of rule in your life, in your decision making, in your relationships. That's his tactic. God's tactic is to love you, to encounter you, to bless you, to invite you in, and sometimes to let you make those decisions that lead down those really tough roads, like what happened with me. And that's what any good parent would do in a scenario like that, right? God is the best father that we could ever imagine. And so when I think of, you know, there's a lot of questions around, like, what about all the evil in the world? What about all the stuff that's allowed to happen? Why doesn't God, if he's really in control, why doesn't he just come in and make everything better, right? That's just not God. He gave us rule over the earth, like we talked about in one of the episodes. He gave us rule over the earth. He's not going to go against his word. We chose to give that rule over when we ate the fruit, when Adam and Eve ate the fruit. They gave that rule and reign over to the devil. And so God, in his goodness, sends his son Jesus to come and die to regain that authority and give it back to us. So today, you and I have, if we've said yes to Jesus, we are now adopted into his family, and we have this authority again where we rule and reign on the earth. Now, this doesn't mean a natural way, right? It doesn't mean we walk around like, you know, obey me, follow me. It means we rule and reign in the unseen. It means we rule and reign in the places where we used to be caught in addiction, right? We used to surrender to desires and to voices that were not of truth. They were not of God. They were from the liar and the thief and the one who comes to destroy. We used to listen to those voices. We used to listen to those lies. And now, as we say yes to Jesus and we surrender to him, we're brought into this new place of authority, of connection with the voice of God, as the Holy Spirit talks to us and we learn to listen, we learn to follow God and what that looks like, we learn how to walk not in slavery anymore. We learn how to walk in freedom. Now, this starts with surrender. For me, it started with surrender, right? In that moment of being willing to share with my friend, hey, I struggle with pornography. I've had an addiction to pornography. I struggle with masturbation. I've had an addiction to masturbation. I've slept with girls I've been in relationships with. Like, I'm not in a place of health in this area of sexuality. And I don't want my desires to be my master. I don't want my desires to rule me. I want to be in a place where I rule my desires. And I say yes to the things that bring life to me, and I say no to the things that try to destroy me. That's what I consider a powerful life. Not addicted, powerful. And the only one who can fully empower you to live that way is Jesus. That's what he did for me. And I believe he wants to do that for you. In these places where you've felt stuck, you felt you can't get out of a rut or a pattern, God has breakthrough. He has abundant life for you in those places. And he wants to bring that today. In Genesis, the book of Genesis in the Bible, chapter 4, verse 7, there's a man named Cain who's actually the son of Adam and Eve. And he's pretty angry at his brother, Abel. And God comes to him and he's having this dialogue with Cain. And God tells Cain, he says, sin is crouching at your door. And picture this, right? Sin crouching at your door. And its desire is for you. This is the story of us with the enemy, with the devil. He's constantly desiring you. He wants to kill and steal and destroy what God made beautiful. His desire is for you. But, this is what God says, you must master it. In other words, God is saying, don't let it master you. Don't let it take you. Master it instead. Become a powerful person. Become a powerful man or woman. Whatever it is today, God is saying that to you. He's saying, don't let this thing control you. Don't let it be your destiny. Don't let it be your future, the rest of your life. Don't live under this. Master it. And if you're like, I've tried, Leighton, I've tried, I've done everything I possibly can, I hear you because I was there. And what I've learned is that the first step to stepping into that abundance, that freedom, being free from addiction, being able to say yes to those things that bring you life, it starts with surrender. It starts with realizing and admitting, my way doesn't work. I had to come to this point in my life. I had to get to this point where I said, you know what? My way has only brought brokenness. It's only brought pain. It's only brought hurt to me and people around me. And I refuse to live this way anymore. It can't be my way. Because the rest of my life is just going to be crap. It's going to be broken and painful. It's got to be someone else's plan for my life. It's got to be better than mine. And what better plan than the one who made me, who made my desires, who put my desires there, who built me as a man, who gave me the gender, the sex that I'm in. Surrendering those desires, those lies, those tormenting voices and saying, no, I will become who you say I am, God. I will step into the life that you have for me, not the life I'm going to build for myself. And the beautiful thing about God is he takes that surrender and he builds something beautiful out of it. And many times when we have those desires from him, like desires for connection, for relationship, for physical intimacy, sex, whatever that desire is, a career, a job in a certain field, like whatever it is, when we surrender those desires and we say, you know what, God, not my will, but yours be done. You know what, not my way, but your way is better. And I trust you as a perfect father, not like my father on the earth, a perfect father. I trust you and I'm going to yield this to you and surrender this to you. He many times takes it, heals it, and gives it right back. I had to surrender my desire for a wife. I had to surrender my desire for sex. I had to surrender my desires to feel that connection, that intimacy. Because the way I was going about it, the way I was fulfilling that desire, did not lead me to freedom. It led me to death, to my life and my desires being stolen, being destroyed, being corrupted, being twisted. There's an enemy out to get you. He's out to steal and kill and destroy from you. And this is key to understand. You're in a battle. When these voices from the world come and they say, you know what? You should be a different gender. You should be a different sex, and then you'll be satisfied. Or you know what? You actually desire someone of the same sex, and you should just go after that. Is that actually going to bring satisfaction? Or is there the possibility that when we take that step, then there's going to be another step? Because we're not quite where we want to be yet. We're not quite satisfied. And every step outside of God's design leads us to need more satisfaction outside of God's design, to need more things that are corrupted and destroyed and stolen from. And so it creates this cycle of brokenness, pain, hurt, brokenness, pain, hurt, addiction, brokenness, pain, hurt, addiction. We will never fully experience the abundant joy and life that God intended for us outside of his design. It's impossible because he's the one who made us. He knows what satisfies us. He knows what we need. So today, I want to invite you. Every step of the way in my story took surrender. As I turned this corner and I encountered the Lord, it took a first step of surrender, and then another step of surrender, and then another step of surrender. And every one of those moments, I had a choice. I could choose to stay where I was, to keep fighting the same battles, same habits, same voices, same enemy that was trying to destroy me, or I could kill him. And I could say, you know what? I'm not going to listen to this anymore. I'm actually going to surrender this and let God take me to new places. And I can tell you, after thousands of moments like that, thousands of moments of surrender, I'm a completely different person. If I went back to my 23-year-old self and said, this is who you're going to be in 13 years, he would have told me I was crazy. He would have told me that was impossible, because he lived under bondage, not under surrender. You can surrender to your desires, or you can surrender to the God who made your desires. You can let your desires master you, or you can master your desires. But mastering your desires can only come with the help of God. And that's why he gives us the Holy Spirit. If you want that help, if you want that helper, you want God to help you in this journey, he wants to, he longs to, but it starts with surrender. And so right now, I'm going to ask you, if that's you and you're in that place, even if you've followed Jesus before, I'm going to ask you to surrender, to yield your life to Him, to lay these things down. So I'm going to turn on a little bit of music. And I want you to, if you're ready and you're in this spot, I want you to repeat after me. Just say, Jesus, I yield my life to you. I surrender my life fully to you. And I trust you. And I turn away from all of these habits, and I want you to name them. Maybe it's masturbation, maybe it's pornography, maybe it's same sex, maybe it's like gender confusion, whatever lies or voices have been coming at you that are outside of God's design, that are trying to poke at you, they're trying to convince you that you need something that's not from God. I want you to just name those right now. And then you can say, yield these to you, and I break agreements with every one of these lies and voices and spirits in the name of Jesus. And then I want you to say, Jesus, as you send these things away from me, what do you have for me in their place? And I want you to listen for what he says. I want to encourage you to write down whenever the Lord speaks. It's important to write down what he says. But I want to encourage you, these moments of surrender are critical. And the more used to surrender that you get, the more quickly this journey of freedom will move. Because true freedom is found in surrender to the Lord. So I bless you as you continue to step into greater levels of freedom. And I'll see you next time. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Sex Talks. We believe the topic of healthy sexuality is essential, and more people need to hear it. If you've been impacted by this podcast, please consider sharing and subscribing. For additional episodes, resources, or to connect with us, please visit our website at sextalks.tv or follow us on major social media platforms.